Look, I regard myself first and foremost as a writer. That is my mode of expression, and that's what I seem to have been born with a certain gift for, and what I've practiced as my craft and as my skill for many, many, many years. And the reason that I've started to write fiction as well as nonfiction comes from a number of sources. Part of it is a desire not to limit myself to a particular genre, but to place demands and challenges on my skills and to try to improve my game, to get better at what I do. And were I to confine myself only to writing nonfiction, which has certain conventions and forms, I don't think I would be able to stretch myself in the way that writing fiction does. I find writing fiction very fulfilling, and I find it a very important learning experience for me. How to make a narrative hang together and to have the reader wanting to continue down that story and to invest themselves in the characters that you described. This is a great creative effort, and I like challenging myself with new creative efforts. And this, I don't think it's an accident that this kind of happened as I approached the age of 60, you know, that I wanted to see if I had that in me to write works of fiction as well as nonfiction. But there was a very specific thing, and this was a series of, and this is going to sound mystical, of course, but this was a series of visions that I had under the influence of the visionary brew called ayahuasca in Brazil back in 2007, which led me to write my first novel. I was given the story of that novel in a series of visionary experiences, and I was left in no doubt that I had a responsibility to go away and write that story, and that's what I did.